On today's episode of the Cooligans, the U.S. has been knocked out of Copa America. Bro. We have to go over all the sad talking points. Is Greg Berhalter going to keep his job? Is Klopp out here ready to take his job?
Yeah, he's flirting with it. Also, we talk about Jude Bellingham. How does he sit down when cojones that big? Also, we talk about some other suspensions that are happening.
And Argentina moves on in Copa America, but should they have?
Yeah, so I just got back from the barbershop. Not bad, right? You did a good job.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Right?
My hair's not done, which is why I'm wearing a hat.
Uh-huh.
But normally I have a lot of product in my hair. The woman who does the hair for the show puts a lot of hairspray in my hair.
For CBS, for morning footy, yes.
Yeah, for morning footy. Not for this show.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody, we don't have
we don't have hair and makeup. Hair Christian just looks like this naturally.
Okay, this is I woke up like this.
Yo,
right?
Fancy. Yo, your skin nice. Here's what I'll say, bro. She puts a lot of hairspray in.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever used a lot of hairspray?
No, I'm not. I don't have the type of hair that he really needs.
Doesn't
hairspray.
Matter. Everyone could use hairspray. Even bald dudes could use hairspray. Berhalter could use hairspray. Get that sponsorship, bro. When you get your hair cut with a lot of hairspray and then you shower, it looks like you're losing all your hair because a lot of hair sticks to your head.
Right.
So I said to the guy, "Hey, I'm about to go do a show. My hair's all messed up. Do you mind if I wash it?" First of all, have you ever gotten your hair washed at a barbershop before?
I think maybe like once at a barbershop I don't normally go to.
But like a fancy barbershop. Have you ever been to like a Dominican barbershop and got your hair washed? I was the only guy. I looked like the most prim and proper dude in the whole place.
Oh, I didn't know we had a governor in the building.
Exactly. Wow, what is this guy taking pictures while he's running for office after this? It was too much. People were staring at me like, what's happening? But then... you know, whatever. Now I don't have all the little hairs I'm not scratching throughout this whole show, which is why it's important.
Yeah, so Alexis is like a young puppy just scratching at himself.
Oh, dude, I was driving here scratching my back, but I took care of it all.
Okay, I'm glad. I was concerned. Hello, everybody.
So what's up with Alexis is scratching?
Okay. Looking like Tyrone from Chappelle's Show.
I smoke rocks, Christian Polanco.
Like, damn, bro. What are you doing out in Sanford, Connecticut? What's good, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Cooligans. It is our second iteration of our Yahoo Sports One Football
Yahoo
connection. Let's go. We're excited to be back. It's a special Friday episode. Yesterday was Independence Day. So we didn't
were independent of working.
We were independent, as you all should have been.
Although I worked in the morning. I still had to do the morning show.
Really? I thought you were off in the...
Man.
Damn, bro. CBS, they be out here. They're like, nah, you gotta work.
They're like, I don't know. Did you wake up? Yeah, well then get your ass in here, bro.
Okay. So...
oh, I'm sorry. Do sports stop? The answer is no.
So you gotta... people think this is an easy job.
Yeah.
Okay? But look at the sacrifices that have to be made.
It is difficult to try to call it a sacrifice when my wife is an oncology nurse. So I'm like, babe, you don't know. She worked from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. yesterday.
You gotta let her know that there's real heros out here.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Wow, while you're over there doing God knows what, I'm informing America about what happened when 11 millionaires kicked the ball another 11 millionaires.
You're also misinforming some Europeans who hate everything you have to say.
Well, I'm not misinforming. I'm informing them. They just hate it coming from my face.
So, hello, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero. What's up,
so, and we have in the first episode, we didn't have our producer's mic on. We have a temporary producer.
It made it sound like our jokes weren't hitting.
And we were really concerned. We were just like, oh my God. We're used to just having a little bit of banter back and forth.
We need an audience. Audience of one, an audience of 1,000, whatever it is, somewhere in between.
Prefer 1,000, one is fine too.
How many can we fit in here?
But we did open up producer Andrew's mic, so you can at least hear him reacting if necessary. So
dude, last time he was kicking, he was on the floor.
he was Shelby was here as well. Yes. And he was like, so we had two people, but they were like smacking each other in silence. Like, yo, these guys are hilarious.
Like the Donnell Rawlings gif, you know, with Charlamagne.
Okay.
There's a lot of that. People jumping out of chairs. But now you'll get to hear it all.
Exactly. So say hello, Andrew. So people know there's a person here.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, man. All right.
And if I'm upset, Andrew, what shirt are you wearing right now?
It would be the Tottenham away kit from last year. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be why.
So at least we know not only we have a producer, but we have an enemy for Alexis, because Alexis is wearing an Arsenal kit. So
Tottenham. There's four Tottenham shirts in this room, and
you,
I hate it.
You wouldn't even see this ever in London. Unless it was Robbie and Expressions.
And Expressions, they'd make them sit in different cars on the train.
So we have a lot to go over today. Obviously, the U.S. men's national team getting bounced out of Copa America. We'll talk some Euros. We're recording this right after the Germany-Spain game.
Right, where Germany get bumped.
Exactly. So we'll cover that a little bit, and a couple other things going on in the world of soccer. But U.S. men's national team. Greg Berhalter. That's it. We're going to decide today. Does he get to keep his job or not? We get to decide that.
When did this game happen? Was this after our episode on Monday?
Yes, exactly.
It feels like this game happened 6 weeks ago.
Because there was so much...
First of all, I've talked about it for 4 days straight.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
They brought you in on Independence Day to make sure to talk about Berhalter. But you have to be serious on Morning Footy for the most part. Outside of when, Charlie Davies can't speak because he's laughing too much.
I did say today that Nico is a baby seal because he has no hair on his back. Did you see he has no hair on his back?
I didn't.
He stood up and part of his shirt was
should
was
I
lifted.
Have seen it?
I'm like, you don't even have a little on the bottom of your back? Your lower back, you ain't even got a little hair, dog?
Okay. I also do not have hair on my back either.
But on your lower back, you got to have a couple little hairs.
I mean, you want to look?
Show me a little bit. Show me. Don't show the camera.
I won't show the camera. I'll show you, mother.
Shut up.
No butt crack. No butt crack. But I mean,
you got hair.
And
by the way, you're showing butt crack. I show more than lower back is all I'm saying.
That can't be much.
Nah, you got stuff. But it shows me it's an adult. This man's like, what do you get your back waxed? What do you do?
Okay, all right. Well, look,
he's very aerodynamic in the water. Got Michael Phelps back.
I love it.
Normally it's serious, but then it's still me.
So Berhalter, who has full of back hair, I'm sure he has. Plenty.
When you go bald, you get a lot more body hair. Did you know that?
Not when you go bald. You go bald because you have a lot of testosterone, so you probably have a lot of body hair. Okay. It's not.
What I said, was it wrong? I mean, I don't think you needed to correct me. But yes.
Okay. This is just a great introduction to everybody at Yahoo.
They're like, episode two. Nope. They're still the same. Is this what we bought?
They haven't changed at all. Berhalter keeping his job. I mean, the anger, the vitriol got really, really high. I mean, peak levels of to the degree of like, yo, are we at almost like are the standards and the expectations as high as teams that we expect that to win the World Cup? The Argentinas, like the toxicity, also the totally valid criticism. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen it this particularly loud. And people genuinely being like, he cannot have this job because it is an embarrassment for him to continue in this role with what happened in this Copa America. Because it does feel a little bit like, would it have been this loud if the U.S. advance and get out of the group? Because even just one more... losing in the next round, do you think people would have been quieter about it? I don't understand. It seems I want to address this because we got a lot of comments basically people saying like, we're going too easy on Berhalter. And I don't necessarily think that's the case, but I do think that I can only speak for myself. I think the expectations I have for the U.S. men's national team I'm not necessarily surprised that they didn't get out of the group. Like, it doesn't trigger this anger in me.
It was extreme. That was an easy group to get out of. We should have beaten Panama.
They should have got out of the group. But
we should have beaten Bolivia, which we did. We should have beaten Panama. Honestly, even with 10 men, we should have put up a better fight.
See, that's where I don't necessarily...
We should have put up a better fight. I'm not necessarily saying we blow them out of the water, but come on.
I mean, look, should they have had a little bit more possession and created a few more chances with 10 men? Yes, but I don't think this U.S. men's national team is good enough with 10 men to dominate a Panama.
But there should have been a better plan when you go down to 10 men to bring on, to play, to not even have an outlet, you know what I mean? To play the style of football that doesn't even have you trying. I think back to the, and I know we're not that squad, but I think back to the Invincibles, they would go down to 10 men. They still weren't easy to beat. I know we're not that, but I really brought that up simply because there's a Tottenham fan here. but sorry about that, man. I'm not sorry about that. For me personally, I think there was enough talent on that pitch that we should be able to put up a bit more of a fight when you go down to 10 men. But I think we're pulling at straws here. I think, let me spin this as a positive. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. In a way, this right here, we would both agree that the U.S. men's national team has created a fan base that can, for the most part, be very splintered and sometimes very toxic, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Through this tragedy, this has become the most unified this men's national team fan base has ever been.
This is
in wanting Greg Berhalter to be sacked.
This is sort of a, you know, like we've seen rap beef. We saw what happened with Biggie and Tupac. And,
has
and
LA ever been this?
Kendrick has brought together all corners of the United
Bro,
States,
Bloods,
all parts
Crips,
of the world.
Hoovers.
we're like, look, let's all just dance together. Yeah. And we're united in hating this one Canadian man.
One guy.
It's only one guy.
This child actor.
Did you see Kendrick's kids dancing in the living room?
Bro.
They're out here celebrating. They're like, yeah, Drake is whack, bro. This is crazy.
It's wild. It's a lot. But I think this is what, Berhalter's Drake. And I don't know who's Kendrick in this scenario, but we're on the West Coast right now.
Right. And this is the thing. I'm not a pro Greg guy. I don't think that's necessarily the case, but the vitriol is so loud to get rid of him. That this is what I'll say. I think we're in a new era of a thing of like the culture of the U.S. men's national team and U.S. soccer supporters are like, that's it. We can't be bad forever. Like we have to just, either if it's toxic, either if it's unreasonable, we just have to be like, that's it. Like the Ecuador coach got fired after,
like, right as the final whistle blew.
The ref wasn't even done. Yeah. Finished. He didn't get all the air into his whistle.
You're sacked. Yeah.
and that's kind of, people want that kind of, you know, they basically want the sword hanging above these managers and be like, if you can't meet the standards, then you have to leave that role. And that's
you see this as a positive or a negative?
I see this as a positive.
So do I.
And the anger around it, there's a certain, you know, for some people it can go too far. But there is a level of even the people that are, you know, did you see the stuff where Hercules Gomez and Eric Winalda?
I saw some of it, the back and forth.
That where, you know, they're basically, Ronaldo blocked Hercules. I mean, you want some tea, okay? Because Eric Ronaldo has blocked Hercules Gomez on Twitter.
But didn't he start it with Hercules Gomez?
He did. He was reacting to the comments that Hercules Gomez was making, which, you know, I think were all valid. But I don't know what's going on. What the hell is it with former U.S. men's? Why they have really no real reason to dislike each other. They just have differing opinions on how the national team should be run, which is like,
What have you never been to a Thanksgiving? People disagreeing while having slight differences in opinion.
I don't understand the, like, I'm going to call out Hercules Gomez or whatever, which, and then the response from, I'll pull up the threads because they're pretty wild, because Hercules Gomez responded by saying, like, you've wasted every opportunity you've ever been given.
You burned every bridge.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, bro, okay. Maybe this is
we let it all out?
The Kendrick and Drake beef that we really, that the world needed. But the fact that the U.S.
Kirk said they not like us.
And he's like, crip walking. Yeah, there, bro. Yeah. So,
Sebi is DJ Mustard in this whole thing?
bro. Yo, that video is 13 million views in 14 hours, bro. It's no joke. It's
bro, like, that is no joke.
It's a dope video.
Poor anyway, Drake, man. Drake taking L's left and right.
DeMar DeRozan is in it, bro.
Bro.
DeMar DeRozan out here just like, all right, yeah, I know. I hung out at Drake's house. But now, bro, I'm rocking my Compton homie.
Meanwhile, Rick
homie.
Ross just getting punched in the face. He's getting none of the joy.
a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
So, but the fact that this moment could be a unifying moment. But just the fact of, I think the people are tired of the complacency. We see that the players, they play in Europe, and you know, I was talking to Andrew before, just like the players, they do play in Europe, but they're not getting minutes. Matt Turner's not playing, right? Gio Reyna's not playing. Tim Weah not really starting in a lot of games. Like the players on paper are good and they should do well, but they're not getting the experience that they need at their clubs. And this is where, you know, the complaints about Greg Berhalter are valid. The complaints about the players are valid as well. But let's also be serious about, like, not all these players are getting tons of minutes at their clubs and are not developing at the pace that we sort of need for us to be this angry.
No, I completely disagree. I think the men's national team has risen the bar for expectations.
Uh-huh.
And with that expectation comes added pressure. It comes added pressure to perform. The men's national team program should be out of the phase where an abject failure, which is what this is, not getting out of the group,
right,
is a complete failure. This was not the group of death. This was, you were the second best team in this group, and yet you could not finish second best in this group.
Mm-hmm.
You failed. You failed at a very bad way as the host. We're the first ever host to not get out of the group. In this competition's history, you failed. You failed so bad.
I hate that statistic because it's like, we're the host, but this is a South American tournament that we are hosting.
We hosted it once before and got out of the group.
I understand that. But to make it like this is the first time, it's like those useless baseball stats that people, that the announcers come, you know what I mean? They just like bring up like, oh, this is the first in 17 games that he singled. And it's like, all right, yeah, it technically is a stat, but who cares?
But I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's a complete failure, top to bottom.
I don't disagree there.
And then if you're going to have that, away should go the days where you get to sort of explain that away.
I agree.
Away goes the days where people who have jobs in those offices where that is to recruit, whether it's managers or a system, put together the logistics that create a team or the ability for a team to succeed. If they don't succeed, those people should have their jobs reevaluated, or those people should be asked to leave their posts.
Sure.
That's how these things work. You don't get to be a general, lose a war, and just come back and be like, damn, they got it. All right, man, going back to my office. I'll see y'all in about, what, 40? We'll do lunch? That's not how this works.
Why are all these moms who lost their sons calling me?
Yeah.
What is your problem? You're blowing up.
First thing we got to do is, could you change my extension?
I can't make the calls I normally make.
Yeah, I was about to call the pizza place, and now my phone's, I keep picking up, it's a lady named Stacy. You can't stay in your job. This is...
I agree.
There's no other nation where you would get knocked out of your group this badly and be able to keep your job. Why are we different? Why is everything here so kumbaya?
But
this doesn't make Berhalter a bad guy, though.
No, not at all.
We like Berhalter. We're cool with Berhalter. But my G, you failed.
Yeah, this is a but this is a turning point for this program.
Good or bad?
Good.
It seems
good.
Like you're saying it's bad.
No. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that
starting to side with the comments, man.
I'm starting to. We're in this transitionary moment of like the people being infuriated at this mediocrity. That's all. Because that really hasn't always been the case. And this is the thing.
But they expect more. They want more.
But this is the problem with Berhalter, is that he hasn't been a complete failure. He has filled the trophy cabinet with trophies. When it comes to CONCACAF, he is doing what he was hired to do. So it can't just be he is complete trash when it's like we are winning. But if you don't respect Nation League, you don't respect Gold Cup, whatever. Sure. Then say that.
Yeah, but I think you've lowered the bar too far.
But we've won Nation League. I'm not lowering the bar. I'm saying that this is where the bar has risen.
But the the agenda for the men's national team should not be to beat Mexico consistently, especially during Mexico's most historically bad run.
Agree.
It should be above that. Getting out of the group to me was bare minimum. I honestly think they should have been calls for him to be fired or at least move on from him as a manager. Had we lost in the first round, if we would have qualified out of the group and for the knockout stages and still lost in the first round, I don't care if it was Colombia. I don't care if it was Brazil. I think that's still the standard we have. The World Cup is about to be in this country in 2026. Yeah. We can't go into it being like, hey, it's not bad. We got out the group.
I agree with that. And I think that if the U.S. move further into this tournament or they get out of the group, I think we are in the same exact place of quote unquote complacency or whatever it is that you would call it. I think this result is the thing that is going to force some sort of change, because now people are not just saying like get rid of Greg Berhalter, they're saying get rid of Matt Crocker, the sporting director, or GM, or whatever.
He said we're going to reevaluate,
yes,
and we're going to look reassess the situation. What do you? I watched it. I assessed the situation by watching it.
I'm just saying, gone are the days of like not many people paying attention to soccer. You see outlets like Barstool being like, "Get rid of Greg," and it's like, "All right, y'all,
spell it,
y'all, spell Berhalter right now."
I dare you.
So that's the kind of thing where now,
what's the dude from ESPN that looks like a pirate?
Not McAfee.
No, he got long hair and a beard.
I mean, you're talking about a pirate.
Yeah, no, he looks like Pirates of the Caribbean kind of pirate, like an extra.
At ESPN.
I think it's called like The Right Stuff. He has a show.
Not Nick Wright.
Yes.
Nick Wright's not on ESPN anymore.
Oh,
He's on Fox.
Well, he did a segment of...
He doesn't have long hair anymore either. Oh, does he? Yeah, he does have long hair.
He has like shoulder length hair.
He used to be... He would shave his head and everybody thought he was bald and then he let his hair grow. And people were like, yo, why are you hiding this?
Yeah.
He has like
I just think his face has odd proportions. So I don't think... It's one of those things like, do you grow a beard and a hair at the same time? You'll figure it out. If my big old fat head... found a look, you'll get there. What is it, Nick Wright?
Nick
Wright, you'll get there. He does a show called like The Right Stuff or something where it's just him talking to camera. It looks like a podcast, but it's like a corner of a studio room they just let him sit in. And he's complaining about it. I'm like, you don't know half of these players' names. But even you're upset.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I get it. Like, we're at the point now where people are paying attention in a way they never have. My wife's cousins are texting me, like, well, this is good enough. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, like, I'm watching the USA game. I'm like,
I thought you were talking about me in my marriage through your cousin.
Yeah, that's normally. You could literally scroll the rest of that text thread. Soccer's never been mentioned once than degrading me for being a part of it. And now all of a sudden you're like, this USA team's not good enough, man. We're not playing essentially. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Where did you learn this?
Are you trolling me, man? Whoever stole my wife's cousin's phone, give it back to him.
Those TikTok videos of like wives recording their husbands watching like the Euros
and they're repeating stuff.
They're like, oh, what, you know, Saka should be playing left back. And he's like, oh, babe, yeah. How do you?
Yeah. That one guy's like looking at his wife. He's like, notice the phone recording. He's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. It's like one of the things where you're like, yo, you cheating on me, right? Mm-hmm. Who's telling you this stuff, right?
That's like the meme of like when my wife's gay friend and it says like, oh, we should be, it should be a 4-3-3 with this in the back. And the brother is like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is also one of those moments we're looking at Greg Berhalter.
This, to me, is where I lost all confidence in Greg Berhalter.
This was a moment, this is right in the 65th minute, where I'm watching it and on camera and we see.
Actually, I think this is the look my wife gave me on our honeymoon. This was
said how anyway. But Greg Broadway in this moment.
Oh, I ordered a sandwich. That's what I was talking about.
You tell your deli guy.
Yeah.
I cut it this much.
Cut the end off. You know, I like that.
Anyway, Greg, when this moment happened, this is when Bolivia scored against Panama. So it was 1-1. The U.S. In this moment had moved on even with the result against Uruguay. But when Greg Berhalter is
alerting
them
that, hey, we're through.
He, in the post-match comments, and he basically was saying, I believe Henry Bushnell, shout out to Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports, who had asked him, I think before the game, about if you are going to... depending on the other result, given that it's happening at the same time, are you going to like inform the players? He kind of did the like, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, oh, we're just sort of just focusing on the game. We're going to take any information we need and blah, blah, blah. And there was something in this moment, and we're looking at it now, of Greg Berhalter holding up the 1-1. And you can see the urgency in his face, but there's a little bit of fear as mm-hmm. well. Because it's not necessary. He, in the post-match comments, he was basically saying like, oh, I was just informing my players of what was going on, keeping them up.
He says it there. It says, when Bolivia equalized, I was getting that information out. That we want to be smart, solid, that Panama is tied in the game.
Which is, this is the thing. This information is not helpful.
This is what your friend says to get out of also being arrested. You know what I mean? No. When I threw that bag of drugs, I was simply getting it away from me because it got nothing to do with me. You
know? I was not interested in this.
I said, here, shrub, hold this.
I was not familiar with these drugs. I didn't know how they got.
I only know they were drugs because you said drugs. I was actually on my way to church to help children. So if this is all over with, those kids must be waiting for me.
So this is we're looking at just the still, but if you watch the moment in itself, there's it's not a confident, yo, it's 1-1, we got this.
Let's go get them. Let's go. It's a 1-1, hey, pull back a little bit. Can I tell you something that might upset you even more?
Sure.
30 seconds after this moment, you know what happens?
A goal.
Uruguay scores.
Yeah.
So after he alerts them, like, hey, everything's fine.
We're good.
No reason to even try anymore, baby.
This is, and the goal happens immediately. And then that's a whole other controversy because was it onside? Was it offside? Copa America. And shout out to Baby Seal Nico, who was talking about just the refereeing situation and just in South America, because Copa America, we're watching the Euros and Copa America at the same time.
It is,
and
the refereeing,
it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like how not only VAR decisions taking a long time, not only the lines are just all over the place,
wild crooked.
They're completely crooked.
Yeah,
they are not in line. Like you look at the. You look at the 18-yard box, mm-hmm. that line, mm-hmm. and then you compare it to the offside line that they place, and it is not the same line.
They're like those optical illusions that you show you in school where like the lines don't connect. You're like, it's very confusing.
It's a goddamn spirograph. Yeah. Out there.
Damn. Tell us what you see, bro. Here's what I'll say. I don't care about that goal being offside. Yelling about the ref doesn't change the fact that we didn't go out to win when we needed to win.
Right.
If that goal doesn't count, who cares that we draw 0-0? We still don't go through.
Right. I mean, look, because you can go back.
It's a waste of time. And focus on the fact that we have one shot on target in the first half. Focus on that.
Yeah. Look. I completely expected us to lose against Uruguay. I did not expect a win. It would have been a miracle. I was hopeful.
They already qualified, man.
And that's another thing. Like,
why you start the
18? Why you start the 18?
Damn, Bielsa, how much you hate America, bro?
Now we've confirmed it, bro.
Yo, you wasn't even there, dog.
Because wasn't it before Greg was hired, wasn't Bielsa's, didn't his name come up in like as a candidate?
Then Ernie Stewart said, you have to speak English.
You gotta speak English. And
then that had to be translated to Bielsa. He was like, hey, him.
But Bielsa barely even speaks. You know what I mean? So
they released information that he was pretty close to being hired. So much so that he requested Landon Donovan to be a part of his management team.
Get out of here.
It's a true story.
Wow.
They just released that information.
That's incredible.
Damn.
That would have been wild.
Landon Donovan's like, ¿por qué me están haciendo?
My man speaks fluent Spanish.
Bro, he's like, yo, I would have been there with a full head of hair now.
Okay. I would have been crushing it. Yeah, look, it just goes back to the game against Panama. They should have won that game, and it is what it is. As far as where we are now with Greg, I mean, there's rumors that he's going to be losing his job. I don't know.
There's no way to substantiate the rumors anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of hard to tell. I haven't heard from any of our sources, our deep state sources.
Yeah.
But this it does feel like if it is going to happen, it should happen very soon. Now the name that is coming up, because on Independence Day.
Oh.
Guess who decided to post on Instagram? And Jurgen Klopp. And he writes, it's the perfect day to think about my trips with Liverpool to the States. We've had a great time and the U.S. fans are electric. Happy 4th of July.
Damn.
Bro, this is, it's not, you know how you subtweet, but this is like a sub application. You know what I mean? This sub apply.
This isn't flirting. This is heavy petting.
This is how
this is. You know what this is? This is like you tell your boy you're having problems with your girl, and then he texts your girl, "Yo, I know things are weird right now. If you need someone to talk to, I got this new bottle of wine you love."
So this is a subtle move.
This is wild disrespectful.
I mean,
but I'm here for it, bro.
Who is it disrespecting? Maybe Greg Berhalter.
Yo,
but
leave your toxic man, US, and get with Klopp, bro.
Look, the German men, we got it going on. Okay, we're not in the Euros anymore.
You find me someone else with a good hug and that many teeth. I dare you.
I got extras just in case I lose some.
Oh, we're good. It just one pops out, the road just fills in like a Pez dispenser.
Well, don't you imagine Jurgen Klopp is in this studio one day and be like, "Hey, I remember what you said."
You apparently remember everything about your time in America, so maybe.
So, so now the conversations are not only about Klopp possibly being the men's national team coach.
The number that I keep hearing for Klopp is $20 million a year,
which Greg Berhalter makes, I think,
1.5.
I thought it was two. Maybe I think with bonuses two. And stuff like incentives, which he has not met. He has not met the incentives.
Well, what about like, I'm sure Klopp could get like sponsorships and endorsements.
Like, man, we got Messi here. Yeah. You know, like when
Beckham give Klopp a part of the Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus.
All right. You working with Pepsi now, yeah. Klopp.
Klopp, you drink nothing but Pepsi, bro. And also clogs, baby.
Okay.
Or Crocs, I should say.
Clock Crocs.
Yeah.
Clocks. That's what we call them.
Clogs. Clocks.
Clocks with a K.
Anyway, dude, we're fine.
We're working on it. We're spitballing, baby. We'll figure out the deals.
It's a brainstorm. There are no bad ideas. There's only the one. The only bad idea is the one you don't say.
The contract is either going to be 200 pages or a half of one.
Yeah. We're figuring it out as we go along.
But the name, our homie Tim Howard.
Yeah. How about this? Jurgen Klopp, U.S. men's national team head coach. Brought to you by BetMGM. I think it's not. We can fit it on a business card. I promise you.
The font will be small.
Yeah.
But it will work.
It'll fit on there.
Okay.
It'll have a little flap out and a QR code, and you get $5 in your account for joining.
Okay. This business card becomes origami. Yeah, all right. You can use it for so much.
There's so much.
It's a great centerpiece for your desk.
I'm just saying.
But Tim Howard is getting in as well. He tweets out, "If I was in charge of U.S. soccer, I would fly to Spain and pay Jurgen Klopp a visit." Which sounds a little bit like what's this dude from
Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson.
That's the image I have of him phone and taken.
He continues to say, "I believe I could convince him to take the USMNT job. Greg Berhalter will get the blame for this Copa America, but much of the fault is with the players."
Here's the thing: if I was in charge of U.S. soccer, I almost felt like he threw that in after the fact. I honestly think he wanted to tweet, "I will fly to Spain and convince Jurgen Klopp to take this job."
Right.
I honestly believe that Tim Howard feels he can do this.
Which is...
What connection does Tim Howard have to Jurgen Klopp?
I don't know. Do you know?
No.
Oh, I don't either. Yeah. Maybe they know each other maybe they work together on something.
He wasn't in Bundesliga?
No. I mean,
he played for Everton. Jurgen Klopp is Liverpool.
I'm not saying he's not capable, but I just
he very well could be.
I mean, Tim is connected. Okay, mm-hmm. I was just working with him at the Premier League Fan Fest.
Who doesn't know Tim Howard?
Exactly. So it's not impossible. There's something to again, we're seeing former U.S. Hercules Gomez says something similar. But former U.S. men's national team players. This is also a thing we've not really seen. Like, Greg Berhalter still has the job. Tim Howard is like, forget him.
Yo.
I know a German dude.
Yeah.
Let me go talk to him. Which is, it's something that says, I don't know if it's a, like, trying to shoehorn, crowbar yourself sort of self in the conversation or even in
oh, that, you mean like to make yourself a little bit more relevant in the conversation?
Either that. Or maybe he has genuine effort. Because to me, it's like Tim could also text Matt Crocker and be like, "Yo, you want me to pay him a visit?"
I see what your point is. Like, that was a little bit of a fan tweet.
Yeah,
from a guy who's actually connected to the situation.
Which, so I don't know how serious he is, sort of is right. about the. I mean, because it seems sort of like a joke. Of
this
like,
is like when a cameraman is filming somebody get beat up, and they're like, "Stop!" And you're like, "Put the phone down now. You ain't gotta be tweeting right now, my G. So, get out there.
If Sam can make it happen, let him make it happen. That'd be dope.
Yo, in fact, you know what? If I was in charge of US soccer, I would fly to Newark, New Jersey, and get Shaq. Okay. Now I don't know if he'd be better than Greg Berhalter, but it's Shaq.
So look, this is sort of where we are with this. I don't know if any news will come out.
Let me ask you a question before we move on. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any manager in the world, any manager, does it matter the price, the cost, the gender, the anything, mm-hmm. any manager in this world that could come to the U.S. men's national team, take charge now, right now, today, and by the time 2026 World Cup comes, have this team at the point where they could win that World Cup?
Any manager, Pep? Maybe
Do you think he could get this team to win the World Cup? Win the World Cup?
I mean, that's such a bold. I mean, there's no manager.
Realistically, no.
No, no, no.
No. So then when we're hiring someone, we're simply looking for someone who's better than Greg, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm sure there's someone who's better than Greg. What I think with the realistic thing we can win in this World Cup is to get people in America way more interested in the sport of soccer. Use the World Cup bounce, maximize it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's someone who can come here and get on like those TV shows, get on podcasts like Cooligans and other more influential podcasts.
Very high profile ones.
Super high profile. Get on shows, get in that social media sphere, get in places where it builds the profile of the program to the point where casual fans become more committed and non-casual fans at least start to slide into that casual fan territory, which we're already seeing by the vitriol that's being spit at Greg Berhalter. Right. I think you have to find someone who not only can be a little bit better than Greg, can get this team playing in a much better way, more spirited, so at least we were backing them saying, well, they gave it their all, but also has the marketing capability to get this country to care a lot more about this sport.
And Klopp, you feel, is somebody that can do that?
Maybe. Right. I think he's a great personality, but if you're not as interested in him as they were in England, especially in Liverpool, maybe you don't see so much of that personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he could be the right guy. I think he's the right guy for what's happening on the pitch.
Sure, sure.
But for this other part, I can't say for a fact 100%.
Greg is not the most marketable either.
No. Better than what we have now marketable-wise, and I love Greg.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not getting on those other shows. He's just wearing cool sneakers. He's getting on complex sneakers.
the sneakers is the attempt. To like relatability, mm-hmm.
Like that's why like people like Jose Mourinho, that guy's not. He's gonna get on headlines, but he's not the most marketable guy.
Just Mourinho on Hot Ones,
yeah.
Right?
Not even blinking. It's
like, when does the spice arrive?
Yeah. Sean's mouth is spitting fire. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Which coach can go on chicken shop date?
There we go.
And really rizz up a million.
That's what we need.
We need a rizz god out here who also knows how to run an efficient 4-3-2-1 or 4-3-1-2.
So we shall see. Look, I think I my guess is by next week we get some confirmation whether he's gone or he's staying, because it needs to be resolved soon. It can't be this. They can't be silent around this, because this is sort of where we are with this program. And if there's an option, like because Klopp was like, oh, I'm done for a year. I'm going to take a break. And if we can, seduce him to leave his family, who's probably like, please, dad, do not take another job.
America.
America's calling, honey. So.
Remember how much fun we had on those Liverpool trips?
The American fans are electric. Yeah. You remember?
Boogie, woogie, 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 honey.
So we'll see. I think if that's even a possibility, then you have to move on from Greg. Because
the main sponsors of this US soccer is Volkswagen.
Volkswagen,
that's
Nike.
A German company, isn't it?
All right. All right. Huh? Okay. Well, we're in the conference room of US soccer. Yeah. We're just figuring things out.
Hey, right? Buddy, write it on the whiteboard. You know what I mean? We'll get there.
All right. We got to go over the Euros and a bunch of other news in Copa America. So let's get to it. All right, let's get started with the Euros. Let's see where we are. Right now, we are, again, we were recording this during the Portugal-France match that is currently 0-0. And like we said, Spain defeated Germany 2-1. A lot of controversy there. Was it a handball? Was it not a handball? Pedri apparently is out for the rest of the tournament after a wild challenge from Toni Kroos, who is now officially out of the sport.
He retired himself and Pedri's season so far.
So hopefully it's not too serious, but it was an early challenge from Toni Kroos where he went across Pedri's body and caught him in the thigh, knee. It looked like he sort of hyperextended his knee.
Yeah,
like,
they said it's a knee sprain.
Yeah, so it didn't look too terrible, but definitely it sounds like he's not going to be available for the rest of the tournament.
Also, shouts to Kauno Žalgiris for beating Žalgiris right now.
Obviously, a very heated rivalry. Yeah. What league is that?
I'm assuming it's Albania.
A Liga? We're on One Football, and we're seeing a couple new leagues that we're not super familiar with.
Table.
Table, okay. Let's see what league are we looking at.
If any of these names sound familiar.
Banga?
Yeah.
Banga?
Dizugis?
Okay. We're here to learn.
Yeah, I feel like we're naming, reading the classroom names.
Yeah.
not the sketch. I feel like we're doing this somewhere in the Eastern Bloc.
Anyway, so just a couple things with the Euros.
Attendance is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, that's okay. Or roll call or whatever you want to
call it. Roll call.
So where we are with so right now, so Jude Bellingham is, I want to talk about some of these suspensions.
Yes.
Because Jude Bellingham, we spoke about it, I think, briefly on the last show where he, in the game against Slovakia, he did, after his goal, he went, he did the gesture at his
large cojones.
The cojones.
But the weird part is he licked his fingers before doing it.
I thought he smelled his fingers before doing it.
Which is also, that doesn't make it better.
I don't know what's going on out in England. I don't know if he picked this up in Spain.
Yeah, all right? What you learning at Real Madrid, bro?
Okay, I don't like... the influence of some of these, ruffians.
What
you're
is
hanging out.
Jose Lu teaching you, bro?
I'm a little bit concerned. You were a good English boy when you left.
Remember
here.
How sweet he was when we met him?
That's right. We met him in Dortmund.
So sweet. Came up to us, said hello to us because he saw we were just standing there.
Uh-huh.
And now he's out here talking about big cojones. Low-key, he's giving me young Zlatan vibes.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right.
They said, who wrote the story? Who's writing this script? And he said, I do.
Wow.
He's been playing hero ball this entire time. Refuses to pass to Phil Foden.
He's out here saying, I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
Damn. I drink your milkshake.
My man, bring back the classics.
He's saying everything. But yeah, he did the, hey, look at me, huh? I got big balls.
Hey, look at these balls over here.
They're so big.
They're gigantic. I need bigger shorts.
I don't even know how I'm walking straight.
Okay, it actually hurts to do these bicycle kicks, okay?
Jeez, remember like 10 years ago when people were sitting on those inflatable workout balls? That's what I look like just standing still.
I got two of them.
Yo, it was crazy. I got to go to a doctor.
I think they might be inflamed.
I might have a slight infection, to be honest.
But the news about his suspension, and this is the details. We're looking at the tweet from Fabrizio Romano. It says, UEFA confirmed Jude Bellingham has been given a suspended one-match ban after his celebration. Bellingham's suspension is valid for a year, so he will be able to play against Switzerland. He's also been fined 30,000 euros. So basically, you're suspended.
Yeah.
But whenever you want to be suspended.
Right. This is like if you were told, like if a judge told you, like, hey, you have to spend a weekend in jail. You get to pick the weekend. You'd be like, babe, it's your mother's birthday, but... I don't know what's going on.
I mean, this is the only time that works for all of us.
Yeah, the judge is really adamant about this weekend. It's crazy.
It's very... look, at this point, don't even suspend him at all.
No.
This is such a wild...
but I think
maybe the fine... I get the fine, but he went out... He got ahead of it and said... that he wasn't gesturing to the Slovakian bench.
It was like his friend.
It was like his friend. And when I talk to my friend, I'm just doing my ball grab to my friends.
You know, I could have gotten a lot of trouble in high school. Me and my friends used to do this.
Wait, okay, you got to say for the audio listeners.
Okay, I'm just like put both of my hands up. Imagine I'm like holding something and we would wave it towards our friend's crotch.
Right.
And that was imagine a woman with a very large head giving you help. And all and we would do is like, oh, we would surround someone right. and be doing this.
You're helping her out because she has a very large
neck.
Her neck must hurt.
First of all, bigger head.
You need to support because she has a normal sized body.
Yeah. The body's regular.
The head is just enormous.
It's too. It's very big. So it would just get bigger and bigger. Our teachers had no idea what we were doing. Had they known, we would have gotten a
€30,000.
You got a year to do detention. Whenever you're ready.
You pick the day.
And $3. You're not allowed to buy Snapple at lunch.
I'm going to take the suspension during SATs.
I want to go to school.
That's the best time.
We also used to yell, Dame Cabeza. And no one spoke Spanish.
Hey, bro. That's going to be... Somebody make that into a reggaeton reggaeton song. That's going to be great. Anyway, so Jude Bellingham is... So we know the details. He's only going to be suspended. He's going to be suspended within the 1 year. He has to take his sentence whenever he feels like it. But then the other one for Turquía.
Meral Demiral.
Meral Demiral, who scored the two goals.
He plays in Saudi.
Yes.
People didn't even want him on the team, but then he scores a brace. To advance Turkey.
And he is going to be suspended for two games. And what's their upcoming game against the Netherlands?
Yeah.
So he's going to miss that one. Even if they win, he'll miss the one after that.
So odds are he'll only be back for the final if they get to it.
Exactly. And look, obviously.
Which looks unlikely. But
for Turkey, like an incredible story for them to even get this far and to win the game.
And by the way, we apologize if this image is offending anyone.
Yeah, so I mean, it's been tweeted out. But basically, he is holding a symbol that seems to be some kind of...
I remember like wrestling nerds doing this.
This was NWO. That was NWO.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Isn't that when Hulk Hogan was a bad boy?
He was a villain. Yeah.
Turns out he was a bad boy.
They would do that, and they would go sweet. Remember, bro? You missed out on those.
I certainly did.
Wrestling days.
But yeah, I remember my friends who didn't have dates on Fridays. They would do this,
bro. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes it works out. Just say my name. Why are you being all vague?
Sorry. They would do this. They'd make what sound? No. What's the sound?
Sweet.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah. Sometimes both, if I was trying to have a good time, you know? Okay.
Okay. Light a candle myself in my apartment.
Lonely
night.
So basically, I don't know the context of it. And forgive us if we're not fully aware.
I'm not 100% involved in what's happening, but I've looked this up because obviously we have to talk about it on the morning show. Uh-huh. So they asked me not to make stuff up when it comes to stuff like this.
Oh, why not?
I know, really you're really putting up a lot of bumpers in this bowling alley. But I think, okay, so this is a symbol that has been meant like just Turkey for a long time. It's just the thing Turkish people used to do
a very long time ago.
But it's been co-opted by a far right group within Turkey. So there was some question as to whether he was just being very proud to be Turkish or very proud to be 100% Turkish. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because he hit him with the double. When you hit them with the double, that means like you ain't ashamed at all.
Right.
And if he knew that this was something that could be...
Here's the other thing. There's also other photos of... You know when you're making hand puppets with a shadow on a wall?
Uh-huh.
You know the one you do for a doggy?
Exactly.
He did that, which is another one of the symbols that are associated with this group called the Gray Wolves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, what a Warriors, what a weird 70s gang name for a far right wing group.
Right.
But they espouse things that are not respectful to others.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to say that is considered a political stance. It's also considered a disrespectful stance. So it's right that he was, you know, suspended.
Yeah. We're not arguing that he shouldn't be suspended. It's just like we don't. The gentleness that they sort of had with Bellingham versus this It's look, they're probably not really comparable.
But nowhere near it.
But when it comes to the having that authority, and if you can't suspend somebody for doing something that they like, it's just they're taking it very easy on Bellingham, which in light of this seems very odd. That's all. I think it's not necessarily hypocrisy, but it is like they should, in my opinion, they should just both be suspended to set a sort of standard of like how players should carry themselves.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more.
You don't think so?
No, one was lewd in a sexual way, could be misconstrued as that. This is disrespectful to large swaths of people in the audience.
Okay.
This is disrespectful to the viewers of the game. This is disrespectful to people in his own country. I couldn't disagree more.
You don't think Bellingham should have been suspended at all?
No.
Okay.
I get like a fine. No.
Agree that he probably shouldn't have been suspended. I'm saying like if you're going to suspend one for, and again, not the same exact crime, so to speak, but it's just
if someone does like the wanking motion and another guy hails Hitler, you can't be like, all right, both of you get. They're very different.
They are very different, but they should both be suspended. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but what Bellingham did, you couldn't prove that he was talking about balls. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just you could kind of be like, all right, I know what you did. And also, that was like video from the stands.
Yeah.
That caught him. This dude did this in 4K with both hands.
the both hands is really, it's a thing where, look, I don't know where sort of he stands politically.
I could guess.
But all I'm saying is if he does this, knowing that this is this is what it means or whatever, again, because I'm coming from it, like, I don't know anything about this.
You're completely naive to this. Yeah.
But if he knows that this is something that is even mildly like, you know, risque.
Mm-hmm.
Why do this? That's the thing that sort of makes no sense. Even if he's a straight up fascist, it's like, yo, you just scored two goals to help your country move on in this tournament. Why even consider doing this?
Why be dumb enough?
Exactly. That's kind of the point I'm making.
I mean, if you're dumb enough to believe that already, you're kind of already on track to do something this stupid, sure. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. So the other thing was when it comes to the suspensions, we should talk about Copa America, because the Argentina-Ecuador game was, like every Copa America game has been like wild. Mm-hmm. But that game went into penalties. Messi missed his penalty. And the narrative, again, people are like,
he was bad in this game.
He was not great, but he doesn't even look like he's healthy, right? That's like my first thought.
I think he's the best player in the world. I think he's the greatest player of all time. I too would start him. Now that I've said that, he is such a liability off the ball.
Sure.
That if the rest of the team is not fully fit, full of energy, well rested, suddenly you're like, yo, why we always got to defend with 10? And you could see a team like Ecuador, which came like, all right, we're all going to drink a can of energy drink right at the half. Well, and before the game, and we're going to run around circles around these
guys. When we went to Argentina, Chile, mm-hmm. I told you this in the stand. I said, I've never seen Argentina in person, but when you see them in person, you're watching every single player, it is Messi and 10 N'Golo Kantes.
Yeah. That's their task, right? It's like, yo, run around.
Get the ball back. And Stu Holden on the Fox broadcast mentioned this as well. He was just like, look at them. He was talking about Argentina and how like they fight for the ball every single opportunity when they do not have it. So when you have a player like Messi, who is obviously not going to defend like crazy, this is the kind of style you sort of need to play.
But I like the fact that Argentina plays with a certain velocity and a certain, you know, intent and intense energy. But that it begats, in order to succeed, it begats, like, it needs a certain amount of precision.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, if you're missing that, suddenly a guy like Lionel Messi looks like a liability off the ball.
Sure.
You take that. You take that every game because you want to have him on the ball. You want this guy to be an outlet for a pass because you know he's going to give you a moment of magic. Even if he gives you three or four moments of magic a game, that's still more than enough reason to have him out there. It's just it highlights how difficult of a role it is for everyone else on Argentina when he's also playing badly.
So the main thing that I wanted to get to is obviously Dibu Martinez, who is just unbelievable. And I've never really seen a goalkeeper where I favor the goalkeeper more than the kicker.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Where, like, how does he know where the ball is going to seemingly go?
Remember the the Copa America where there was no one in the stands. It was COVID, so you could hear them. Mm-hmm. And he got in Yeri Mina's head. He's like, oh, okay, vas a bailar. Like he was, and remember when he was like, te vas a cagar, yo te conozco.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even know. There's no easy translation for this, but like, bro, you're gonna F this up. You're gonna shit yourself, basically. Mm-hmm. I know you. It's like, yo, I know everything about you. I already know what you're going to do before you know what you're going to do. He has a way of getting in people's heads I've never seen before. And I know people get frustrated. In particular, English people get frustrated with his antics, which is like, how much fun do you hate? Like, give me a list of all the fun things you hate, because this is fun. This is awesome to see.
I agree.
I hate when it's happening to my team.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, but it's like, this is taking the mind games for a goalkeeper and dialing it up to 100 and saying, like, watch how effective this can be.
And they changed the rules because of him.
And he still finds ways to do
it. Right, because, you know, after the World Cup, the goalkeeper going up to the kick, the penalty taker, and, like, you know, getting really close to his face, touching the ball, doing whatever, like, just trying to get in his head. Like, they changed the rule. They basically said the goalkeeper has to stay on his line while the preparation of the penalty is happening.
Right, you got
to silencio.
That's the rule.
That's the rule. It's written like that in IFAB, okay?
There's a lot of, don't make me turn this car around. There's a lot of that energy in the rule.
But it is interesting because Divo does seem to get, like, he after the second penalty stop, my man just started twerking right there, right on the pitch.
I mean, this is getting in the next person's head. He's very smart.
It is.
They were in Houston.
Hold on.
That's the twerk. It's fair to twerk. You in Houston. You in H-Town.
Yes, that's right. Beyonce was like, spin that ass in a circle.
Yo. They were like, all right, Dibu the Stallion.
Dibu the Stallion. Wear the t-shirts.
Yes.
I will buy it. So that's the thing. It's like, there's no consistency because it is twerking as bad as the ball gesture? Is that like, I'm not trying to be concerned. I'm fine with all of it in general.
You do sound, you're kind of talking this episode like a Fox News lower third.
You know? Bro.
You're not saying it, but you're asking the question that makes boomers confused. You
should
know?
I be upset?
Yeah. Is New York a migrant hellhole? I guess it is. I didn't stick around to watch the segment.
Bro, I majored in Fox News lower thirds, bro. Okay, I'm here for the clicks.
Yo, for real. But
the point I'm making is that this was a loud talking point, because as soon as, obviously, English people are like, why are you pointing out?
You're not allowed to chat.
Why are you singling out Jude Bellingham? Look at what Divo Martinez is doing or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just trying to see if there's a valid argument when it comes to how we deal with who gets suspended and why and stuff like that. That's all.
You know how British people will make a statement and then followed up with a sentence that puts it on you? You know what I'm talking about? They'll say like, this is run its course. It's obnoxious. It really is, isn't it? And you're like, oh, you're the one saying it.
You're like, agree with me. Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with me. You're the one talking. I don't know why you got to put it on me.
So this one, look, this is a thing where Divo Martinez is, like, even after Messi missed that first penalty, which, again, the narrative also was like, and I saw Chad Ochocinco getting in on this. He said, Messi misses his penalty. I wonder if there's going to be think pieces just like there were on Ronaldo. And it's like, so again, the conversation can never, they can't.
Who handles Chad Ochocinco's social media? I show speed. Why are you doing this?
Because it's like, bro, Ronaldo was taking every free kick, skying them over the damn stadium.
He moved Vitinha off the ball and then sent it into row 8.
So this is why you write think pieces about that, because this man will not let go.
No.
Then you have Bruno Fernandes. You have, Bernardo Silva.
Bro.
Amazing penalty, free kick takers. And Ronaldo's like, nah, man, I'm going to stand here. I'm like the statue that I am. And sky this.
I'm going to breathe up into the heavens and watch this.
And he misses the penalty.
Yeah.
And then he's crying. But it's like, yo, the tears are not, they don't feel as genuine, or I don't have as much sympathy. It's like, because you, it looks like you're actively hurting the team.
Yeah.
By being so selfish.
Ronaldo's the type of guy that when he's older is going to be like, yo, why is this mirror making me look bad?
How dare
you know,
this
it's just never him.
The mirror's
yeah,
fault.
He's crying because the ball didn't do what he told
him
to do.
He's telling Jorginho, like, hey, get rid of all the mirrors. Yeah. We need new mirrors in
we
here.
We need all new mirrors. We're going to get beautiful people mirrors. Because you went out and bought ugly people mirrors.
And this is the guy, you made this mistake. Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
It's because you're an ugly person. I hear it. I mean, the truth is out now. You're an ugly person. You really are, aren't you? Why are you talking like a British person?
Anyway, this is, yeah, that's why they people have a lot to say, because it is absurd. The comparison is not real, because Messi.
But there's something fun about crumbling the ego of someone who has such an aggrandized ego.
Right, right, right.
This isn't fun with Messi. Messi never walked around, never peacocked around, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So this is something where, yeah, look, the as far as just even the result for Argentina, Ecuador probably should have won this game. And Valencia.
I've said this. I said this on the show. If they, so Copa America, if you don't know, 90 minutes straight to pens.
Mm-hmm.
If there was extra time, Ecuador wins this game.
I agree. It is kind of wild that, I mean, you have to keep Messi in the game because you want him to take a penalty. But Messi did not look just up for playing 90 minutes of this. You can't even substitute him because
he was doubtful. I probably shouldn't have started.
Yeah, it's like it's too. He's too important to not just the like what happens on the actual pitch, but just like the ticket sale. You know, everything. He's just a marketability and how many people are going to be watching the game. So you can't even sit him. And there's a little bit of me. It's just like, man, we just running this dude ragged. Like he just like, you know. He could.
He's like a show pony that's getting up there. We're just like, get back out there. Okay. We booked the room for three nights, kid. You got to get back out there.
So yeah, so it was off. So but congrats Argentina for moving on. But Ecuador, I know, we have a lot of Ecuadorian
friends. Argentina looking a little suspect though. Yeah, a little susceptible.
I don't think they can win this tournament.
Who do you got as your favorite?
Colombia.
See, I said Uruguay.
I think both are valid. I mean, yeah. Colombia's playing, who's their
Venezuela's
game against?
Canada. I remember. Colombia has Panama? No, who do they have?
It might be Panama.
It is Panama.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Colombia can do that. To me, they look like the best team in this tournament. So, okay. All right, let's wrap up there. Everybody, thank you again for tuning in. Make sure hit the subscribe button, whether you are listening to this podcast, whether you're watching on YouTube. As always, shout out to Yahoo Sports, One Football.
Yahoo!
We out here. We'll be back on Monday. Alexis will be on, be away.
Yeah, I'll be away. But you're going to have some great special guests. Yeah,
exactly, some co-hosts. We got a lot happening. So, definitely stick with us. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.